Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. San Juan Regional Medical Center is your community hospital, committed to making life better for the communities we are privileged to serve. In fact, better is our mission, improving lives through personalized health and care. What matters most to our patients matters most to us. Offering a comprehensive range of inpatient, outpatient, and emergency care services so you can get the quality care you need right here at home. San Juan Regional Medical Center, celebrating life better here since 1910. It's 8:11. It is Tuesday morning, the 15th day of November, 2022. Good morning, everyone. I'm Scott Micklin. Thank you for tuning in to KSJE 90.9 FM over the air here in San Juan County, of course. When you're in the Durango, Colorado area, you can always listen to us at 103.3 FM. And if you're anywhere else on the planet, you can always listen to us from our website, ksje.com, or ask your smart speaker to play KSJE, and Alexa and Google will do just that. Welcome also to our viewers who are joining us this morning. This video program is streaming out live to the KSJE Facebook page, our YouTube channel, and our Twitter account. So we're glad that you are all with us this morning, because today we're getting an update from Aztec Schools. Aztec School Superintendent Kevin Summers is my guest. We'll be talking with him in the next few moments right here on KSJE. Then, of course, later on this hour, it's Tuesday, we'll be checking in with Amber Francisco from the Farmington Regional Animal Shelter. She'll be telling us about some of the pets that are available for adoption this week, including Ghost, the good-looking dog you see on the screen right there. We'll learn more about him coming up in just a few moments on KSJE this morning. Next hour, Mick Hess will be here roving with the Yards. He has some really interesting music for us, and I'll leave it at that. But he has found a collection of some music from a British composer, and so you'll learn more about that coming up today. Next hour after the news at 9:06 on KSJE. You can also connect with us on our Instagram page in addition to our other social media platforms. And if you're a podcast person, you can subscribe for free to KSJE Podcasts, wherever you listen to podcasts, and maybe discover a new program that you may have missed. Outside our studios here at San Juan College, it is a sunny morning so far. We're expecting a mostly sunny day today with the high of 42 degrees today, 16 in clear skies tonight, sunshine 41 tomorrow, sunshine and 42 on Thursday, partly sunny 43 on Friday with overnight lows, as you can see, just about near 20 degrees. Outside, it's currently 24 degrees in Farmington at the moment. Well, let me turn to my guest who is here with me this morning. As I mentioned, the superintendent of schools for the Aztec School District, Kevin Summers, is here. Mr. Summers, welcome back to KSJE. Good to see you.
Good morning, Scott. It's good to see you.
Good to have you back. And gosh, we were talking about the year kind of going by, and you're almost halfway done with your school year in Aztec, aren't you?
Absolutely. We only have a few weeks left. I think the semester ends December 16th.
Right. Yeah. Very good. And so things going pretty well, I would say.
I guess. What have you heard?
I haven't heard anything. That's why I'm asking.
Doing a lot of cool things for the sake of kids and the sake of community, and so we're really excited about this.
I know we're going to talk about some of them this morning,
yes,
so
sir.
I'm glad that you were here to do that. But let's get started by talking a bit about some of the things that are kind of in the news, and one is your comments and thoughts about graduation requirements. And it's not just yours. I think a lot of folks in our state are having a conversation about this, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So this is something that that I've been thinking about for a long time. And to be clear, I'm not an Algebra 2 hater. I just don't think that.
But send your letters to Aztec Municipal Schools.
I think Algebra 2 is a great thing. Mm-hmm. Great skills to have, arguably the gateway to calculus.
Right.
And things of that sort. But what I'm kind of opposed to is all students being required to take Algebra 2.
So every student need to know Algebra 2.
100%, right? And that's kind of the stance that our state has taken for a very long time. And so I was fortunate enough to be approached by an organization called Future Focused Education, And they asked me to write an article kind of outlining those thoughts and really kind of proposing what could graduation requirements be in the state of New Mexico. And I think luckily or serendipitously, probably my article had nothing to do with it, but serendipitously, the Legislative Education Study Committee is also having those conversations. And, you know, I've sat in on a few meetings with the LESC staff. I've talked with a couple of our legislators and was watching the LESC committee meeting yesterday, actually. And it seems like there's a lot of momentum and a lot of support to changing the graduation requirements. And so I think that that actually just benefits ultimately students first, but community and economies second. And so when we talk about graduation requirements, you know, our current requirements are that students have to have 4 credits in math, one of which must be Algebra 2 or higher. And that's all fine and well for students who are STEM-based, four-year degree-seeking, things of that sort.
Right.
Although even talking with, you know, President Pendergrass, there are very few pathways in higher ed that actually require college algebra or Algebra 2, right? That's the equivalent of Algebra 2 in the higher ed setting. Something like 7% of degree plans require algebra, college algebra. And so that kind of got us thinking like, well, what does that really mean for our students? And so kind of delving into this conversation, we started looking at the highest performing states in the country. And so I think it's important to kind of talk about how states are compared, because we all have different assessments from the state level, but we all give one assessment in common, and it's in fourth grade and eighth grade. It's a randomly selected assessment, but it's called NAEP. It's the National Assessment of Educational Progress. So that happens annually across all states, and that's kind of what ranks New Mexico at the bottom. Is the NAEP assessment. So as we start to look at who performs best on the NAEP, the top 10 states, only one of them requires the same number of credits as we do, which is 24, and that's New Jersey. They're number one. But of those top 10 performing states, none of them require Algebra 2. It's a pathway. Students could take Algebra 2.
It's available.
Absolutely, and that's what I want to argue for. I want Algebra 2 to be available for the students who need and want Algebra 2.
Right.
But I want us to have alternatives for the students who maybe don't necessarily need Algebra 2. You know, the 93% of students that are degree-seeking and the students that maybe aren't degree-seeking.
Okay.
And so I think it's also important to kind of talk about my belief. What do I personally believe as a superintendent? I believe that college is for everyone. In some way, shape, or form, but not necessarily always in the four-year degree sense or more, right? And so when we talk about what college looks like for everyone, sometimes it's a certificate program, sometimes it's a credentialing program, sometimes it's just a two-year degree. And a lot of times, Algebra 2 isn't necessary for that. So what happens when you take Algebra 2 out of the mix? Then ultimately what you do is you open up a possibility for kids. And that's what we want, right? We want students to be engaged. We want students to explore their interests. And perhaps most importantly, we want our students to be economic drivers in our community, right? So we want them to not be exported to other communities. We want them to return to our community. So we also have to be talking about our business partners and what are their needs. And so if you kind of think of industry as the consumer for the educational process.
Right. They're the ones hiring your graduates,
exactly.
Hopefully.
So we need to ask them, what is it that you need? And when we do that, across the board, what we get are human skills. They're not necessarily those hard skills of, you know, they need to be able to identify a pronoun or a verb, or they need to be able to do complex Algebra 2 calculations. Instead, what our business partners are saying are those human skills. We need somebody who is disciplined, who can think critically, who can communicate effectively. The only hard skill our business partners and industry partners have ever identified for us is financial literacy, which I think everybody can agree
sure.
with. So anyway, long story short, I think it's very promising that our legislators are looking at changing our graduation requirements. And if I have an ask for this show, I rarely have an ask for you, Scott, but if I have an ask for this show, it would be that constituents reach out to their legislators and let them know that they're in agreement with the fact that maybe for the last 130 years, requirements haven't changed, but our society has. And so how do we kind of keep up with societal shift?
Right. Interesting. And so, and again, you have written this article and it's available online if anyone wants to go read your thoughts about it.
Yeah,
and hear more of what you have to say.
And it's just ramblings of, you know, who am I?
I don't know. You were an invited author to write this article, so that's who you are. But it is getting a lot more. It seems like a lot more conversation. It seems to be something that's on a lot of folks' minds. We have a 60-day session coming up in Santa Fe in 2023, and so it's quite possible that there'll be some legislation, perhaps, around some of these conversations.
Correct. In fact, there's a proposal that the Legislative Education Study Committee has put before the committee that actually does change graduation requirements from 24 to 22, which sounds like we're lowering the bar, but in earnest, what we're actually doing is expanding possibility for students. So when we talk about students being disengaged, they're not disengaged because they're not as smart as students in other states. They're not as ambitious as students in other states. But I believe that students are disengaged in our current educational arena because they're bored. Hmm. We live in a world of instant gratification. And a lot of times education is not instant gratification. It's a journey. It's a process. But in doing so, the proposal for the LESC is to change the number of math requirements. It still remains at 4. Mm-hmm. Students have 4 math classes that they have to take currently. In this new proposal, they still have to have 4. But it expands the possibility. So Algebra 2 would no longer be required, and instead it opens up some of these other classes that would typically be electives in our current climate, such as computer science. It's hard to think of computer science as a math course.
Computers are a fad. So I don't know why you teach a class on that, but I understand what you're saying.
Financial literacy, right?
Right.
We could require financial literacy so that our students know how to balance a checkbook, although, maybe not everybody uses checkbooks anymore.
Sure.
But being able
to track
finances.
Well, how about a debit card statement or something like that, right? To see.
Exactly.
Sure.
And how do you file your taxes? One of the things that I think is really kind of interesting, it's an interesting statistic, it actually came out of the World Economic Forum, is that 100% of net new job creation in the United States is from startups. And we know our students have a lot of ambition with regard to owning their own business. And so what we want to be able to do is create a scenario where students can attempt to create that business. And if they fail, they fail safely, right? But we can teach them, here's how you file an LLC. Here's how you file your taxes. Here's how you keep your books. You got to make sure that the revenue is higher than the expenditures, right?
Ideally, that's right.
Ideally,
sure.
Yeah. That's how most successful businesses
run.
Right,
right.
So being able to kind of explore an entrepreneurial standpoint through the lens of mathematics, I think only benefits kids and, again, ultimately community.
Right. And I wanted to ask you a question about the dreaded Algebra 2 and other maybe math courses that maybe not all kids do well in. I think I was one of those kids. I really wasn't a math student, which is why I'm a broadcaster and not an engineer or something else. But, you know, if a student is taking a class that they're struggling with and they don't do well or they're really struggling, they're getting extra help outside of class because they just want to pass this class because it's required and they have to take it, and they don't do well, that's got to be frustrating for that student's family, and I would assume that might spill over to some other classes, their whole high school experience. I'd be like, well, that was a horrible semester, and I really hated that class, and I'm not done yet.
Absolutely, and what happens worse if they fail, right? So then that actually takes some of their choice in subsequent years, and it eats away at it because now they have to retake that course. I'm much like you, not necessarily a studious Algebra 2 student. I did pass it. Thank you, Coach Spurgeon, because he was my track coach. But it wasn't something that was great. In fact, we were the superintendents in the area. We were talking to Leadership San Juan just the other day, and I had asked the question, how many of you in the audience had taken Algebra 2 in high school? And every hand went up. And then Steve Carlson from Central Consolidated, he asked a follow-up question. He said, how many of you passed it with better than a D? And of the entire room, 2 or 3 hands went up.
Wow.
And so I think that's pretty indicative of the majority of students, not only of yesteryear, but of today.
Right, right. Very interesting. Well, I know this conversation will continue at other levels, higher than the Aztec School District office, but it sounds like we'll be hearing more about this as the legislature session gets going here in early 2023.
I sure hope so. Yeah, so. January 18th, I believe.
Okay, very good. We'll look forward to that and see what's going on. Some of the things we want to talk about this morning, let me put this up on the screen and forward the page here because it didn't forward when I hit the button, but it should when I do that. There it is. A new Pathways project, it sounds like, right?
Yes,
and, of
sir,
course,
yeah.
The college, we do hear a lot about that here at San Juan College, about career pathways and things along that line. And it sounds like maybe school districts and others are using that same language and using that same concept, I guess, for your students.
Absolutely. And this is another big conversation in legislature currently. So when we talk about pathways, really for the higher ed minded, these are meta majors, right? So when we talk about like a healthcare pathway, that's everything from phlebotomy, which is a certificate program,
right,
to paramedic, to, you know, dental hygienist, dentist, doctor of medicine, and everything in between.
Sure.
There's a massive number of careers in healthcare. And so that's kind of the driving force behind career and technical education. When we talk about CTE, I think sometimes people confuse it with vocational ed. While there are similarities, there's marked differences, right?
Right.
Vocational ed might be for a subset of students, whereas career and technical ed is for every student, whether they're degree seeking or not. And so pathways are those meta majors that students start to dabble in careers while in high school. And so obviously we've got a great partnership with some of our local organizations, including San Juan College, including Four Corners Economic Development, as well as the other school districts in the area. And so we've kind of come together to create a co-op of sorts, a consortium, and we are applying for some funding through the Gates Foundation. And so after Thanksgiving, a few of us will be down there trying to kind of sell this idea of regional pathways so that students can explore careers in high school, matriculate into college, and then, again, not be exported in the workforce to other regions, but stay here in the Four Corners area.
Interesting. And this is an event happening in the Phoenix, Arizona area. And so you're going to be down there. Are you competing, I guess, for this grant money or applying or presenting, I guess, your idea?
There's a number of different teams that are kind of going for this same grant. And so it is a competition of sorts. But there's a number of philanthropy organizations that will be there as well. So if we're not successful in landing the Gates Foundation, then the hope is that we'll be able to kind of lure in some other philanthropy to make this a possibility here in the Four Corners area.
Got you.
And this is one of a number of convenings. This is kind of the last one because the application is actually due in early December, I think December 1st.
Okay.
So this is us really trying to sell that last push of this is how this benefits not only kids, but the Four Corners area as a whole.
And is this an Aztec Schools presentation, or is it a more of a collaborative presentation from more local districts and the college, perhaps?
Exactly. It's collaborative. So, you know, Dr. Johnson here at San Juan College will be there with us. We have a number of different representatives from Four Corners Economic Development. We actually also have Gallup-McKinley County Schools.
Nice.
As well as Farmington Schools, Bloomfield Schools. Even Cuba is a part of this.
I would think that would strengthen your application to show that there's a wide-ranging support behind this effort for a regional approach.
That's our hope as well. In fact, we even have some representatives from the Navajo Nation because we know as this particular area transitions from coal, that impacts a lot of jobs. It impacts a lot of income for the Navajo Nation and for households.
Sure.
So how is it that we transition effectively? If that's the route that's going to happen, that seems to be the case, what do we do about that, right? So how do we impact the workforce and take those people who may be displaced or those people who were moving towards a career and be able to align them with careers and offerings that are currently available or to be available in the future?
Right. I'm sure there are a lot of conversations around the dinner table these days about, well, you know, mom and dad worked in the coal mines. They provided a really great standard of living for our family for years and years and years, but now those jobs have gone away. And so maybe the kids in the family always thought that they would do that same type of work, and now those jobs are not available. And so now what?
Exactly.
Is the question.
That's exactly right. So so creating these pathways that not only exist at the high school level, but also at the collegiate level, that are aligned to industry that exists now or that we're trying to lure into the Four Corners area, I think it's going to be just monumental for economic development in this area.
Right. And the whole conversation, again, is going back a little bit to the pathways conversation, because sometimes, you know, you talk to a young person or even an old person, and then, what would you like to do? And they're like, well, I'm not sure, but I kind of like to do this, but I'm not sure about what exactly I want to do. You mentioned the medical field and things like that earlier, and maybe not everyone's going to be a phlebotomist, but maybe they want to get into nursing, or maybe they don't want to get into nursing, but they want to do something else like EMT. And so those pathways kind of expose those children a little bit, children, students, young adults, to these possibilities. And then they can kind of figure out kind of what in that area really excites them to really fine tune what they're going to be studying.
Absolutely. And in fact, I would submit that it probably starts before high school.
True.
Right.
True.
It's something that we're
wanted to start earlier, right?
Yeah. It's something that we're actually doing in Aztec. We've kind of given our teachers the liberty and freedom to go explore stuff. Because I know I've talked to you about this before, Scott, but when you talk to a kindergartner about what they want to be when they grow up, usually it's what they're familiar with, right? Something that they've
seen. A lot
of
firemen, a lot of astronauts.
Firemen, astronauts, doctors.
A lot of superheroes.
Dentists, yeah. Whatever mom and dad is, whatever grandma and grandpa is. Occasionally you do get like monster truck driver,
yeah,
or dinosaur.
Sure.
Because they're five.
Right.
But really, you don't get those kids saying, I want to be a material scientist, or I want to be a mud engineer, or I want to be, you know, fill in the blank. And it's because they haven't been exposed to that. So we kind of have this saying, and it's I have to attribute it to one of our teachers at Lydia Rippey, kids can't be what they can't see. And so we want to make sure that we're kind of exploring these pathways and all of the different careers that exist within those pathways at a very early level, so that kids can start to gravitate towards, a meta major of sorts.
Right. Right. Very interesting. My guest this morning, Aztec School Superintendent Kevin Summers is here with me. We are talking about some of the innovative programs that they are doing at the Aztec School District and some of the things that are going on collaboratively within the Four Corners region, of course. One of the things I wanted to ask you about this morning while you're here is this project for bike repair that you have started at the Aztec High School, I believe, right?
Correct.
And offered this to students, another idea of kind of promoting these entrepreneurial ideas and maybe with the outdoor recreation push that we're seeing here in San Juan County in the greater Four Corners area. There's a lot of bikes, a lot of trails, and when they break, someone needs to fix them.
Yeah,
and so
absolutely.
Why not train some Aztec High School kids to learn how to do that, I guess, right?
Right, and actually, Scott, this is actually a piece of a larger pathway. So we were fortunate enough to receive a grant from an organization called Project Bike Tech. It's a $60,000 grant. You can see some pictures on the screen for those of you who are watching.
Yeah.
They outfitted a lab for us, $60,000 worth of top-of-the-line bicycles, tools, benches, and then there's a certification process that goes along with that. So you're absolutely right. This is a great economic driver in our area. We live in the mecca of outdoor activity.
Right.
And when we talk about a career in bicycle maintenance or bicycle tech, these aren't low-paying jobs. These are six-figure jobs. We actually have
really?
Some bike techs
well,
I'm locally.
Rethinking my life choices. Okay.
Yeah, six-figure jobs, 5 days a week, and you get to ride bikes on the weekends.
Oh,
how
man.
Great is that?
How did I miss that?
So we just recently had an open house. We just wanted to kind of show off the space. And as I was telling you earlier, it's really kind of ethereal when you walk in. You're in the middle of a high school, but you walk into this lab, and it's beautifully decorated with some artwork from our teacher, actually, Robert Henderson. It's filled with bikes and tools, and kids just get to come and play with the bike, right, and figure it out. And it's really neat to see kind of the evolution of this program over the last couple of months. So the bikes arrived in boxes, they put them together, and then next thing you know, we've got 17 kids riding bicycles across the campus of Aztec High School. But this is just a piece of a larger picture. So we actually have kind of this engineering pathway that will ultimately kind of capstone in bike frame engineering and manufacturing.
Okay.
So ultimately what we'd like to see is kids design their own bikes, manufacture their own bikes, and then be able to maintain those bikes. But with regard to outdoor recreation, we also received an outdoor recreation startup grant. So we hope to extend this out to the community. Ultimately, what it will do is it will create a lending library of bicycles that anybody in the community can come and check out and ride the amazing hills and trails that we have literally adjacent to Aztec High School. Cost them no money. It's just like a public library, right? Come in, check out a bike, check out the equipment. We'll give you some trails and maps that you can ride on. And then when or if those bicycles break down, we now have the capacity with our students to be able to repair those. And then even reach further and say, hey, community, you've got broken bikes. You don't know how to fix them. Bring them to us. Let us fix them for you. Cost you nothing. Gives our kids experience in doing what they're being trained to do. And it's just a service for the community.
So, wow.
It's really neat stuff happening.
A lot of stuff going on. That's very true. And of course, a week ago, we had an election and voting, and the voters in San Juan County approved a bond here at San Juan College. There'll be more amenities on the mountain bike park here at 30th and College Boulevard. So mm-hmm. when we talk about all the trails and things there are to do, that's one more thing, more feather in the cap of San Juan County.
Yeah. I think having a pump track available for kids, having
right.
mountain bike or extended mountain bike trails available for kids and community, it's just great. And I say this lovingly as a parent, and you and I talked about this earlier. When we were children, you know, we got on our bikes and we would ride 17 miles a day and come back eventually, hopefully before dark.
Right.
And now times what I even see with my own kids is that idea of instant gratification. They can stream entire seasons of a TV show on a handheld device, on an iPad, on a tablet. And so they kind of want for nothing. And I think as a result of that, what we're seeing is the shift from outdoor recreation at the youth level, and we're seeing it more at the adult level. So how do we kind of push our kids back into enjoying the natural resources that are available literally in our backyard?
Right. We do have a lot of them.
Yes, we do.
Right here. So nice to see. Well, Mr. Summers, always great to catch up with you and hear about all the things going on in Aztec schools, and always appreciate our conversations. So thank you for coming in this morning.
Thank you for having us. It's always great to be here, and we love doing cool stuff for our kids and for our community. So we're happy to be here.
Well, we love sharing that information too. So it's great to be able to do that. So we'll see you in a month.
Yes, sir.
All right. That is Aztec Schools Superintendent Kevin Summers, my guest here on KSJE. KSJE and San Juan College present the Student Success Coaching Tip of the Week. Week 13, review and reorganize. Whether you're using a notebook, a laptop, or a good old-fashioned flashcard, reviewing each line of your notes helps ensure that you hit all the right information you reviewed in class and might even remind you of a few things you would have missed otherwise. It's good to review notes shortly after class and then again a few days later. This allows you to take a break between edits and come back to the information with a fresh perspective. The Student Success Coaching Tip of the Week, presented by KSJE and the Student Achievement Center at San Juan College.
We invite you to the Festival of Trees Santa's Sleigh Ride, December 2nd from 5 to 8 p.m. at the Farmington Civic Center. Take a magical ride through historic downtown Farmington. Make memories on a horse-drawn wagon ride, s'mores, and a reindeer scavenger hunt. Tickets are $8 and can be purchased online at pmsfestivaloftrees.org. Thank you, Fundamentals Child Development, AirStar, and Four Corners Community Bank for sponsoring this event.
Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.